about that brain trust Paris Hilton? You know, when I heard Paris Hilton was arrested for the cocaine, I can't say I was surprised. Cocaine is the only drug you can do while looking into a mirror.
Lisa Lampanelli, she's in the news again. Gotta give her credit, man. She doesn't miss a beat.
She did a nice thing this time.
She'll be joining us here in just a couple of seconds. She's on now.
Oh.
We just hung up with Journey, and now Lisa Lampanelli. How cool are we? Right, Lisa?
Ever.
That's what I'm just saying.
Did you tell Steve Perry I said hi?
He's not in the band anymore.
I know. Isn't that great?
I always liked Steve Perry.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. You got an Asian singing instead.
But he's actually Filipino.
Yeah, whatever. It's still Steve Pelly.
Yeah, Steve and you Pelly. Know what? It sucked because their phone connection, and they're right, they were staying in Boca, and they're in some hotel, and...
could hardly hear them.
And yeah, we never got to saying, like, well, what really happened with Steve Perry?
Which, I know. Well, you know, I'm calling from New York, and you can hear me pretty clear, so there's no excuse for those douchebags.
You got a lot of
If you're listening, Journey, I love you. You were my first concert ever.
What was your first concert, Ron? Oh, yeah, Bill Haley in the Comets.
No. His was Beethoven live.
You're getting a lot of press lately. It's pretty positive, too, isn't it?
Yeah, see? LL, not a homophobe.
That's right.
Sometimes you sound like it with your comedy routines, though.
Yeah, because what you sound like. But, I got nothing.
But you no. But you you listen. Your audience. You get a lot of gay people love you, right?
Oh yeah. Like even the lesbians have come around. They used to be humorless, but now suddenly they're on board.
I don't know, man. I think there's some humorless.
Well, some of them just look like ice road truckers and pisses them off.
So Westboro Baptist Church. Now these are the guys who protest funerals of people who have died tragically. And they hang
servicemen that come back from Iraq and right. Afghanistan dead.
I don't understand why. What does that have to do with gay people and why they hate gays?
Well, no. They hate everybody. If you look at any of the video from the protest that they did at my show, all their signs are like all over the board. Like they have God hates Jews, Jews killed Jesus, God hates. They say, this is their words and mine, God hates fags, God hates the military, God hates the U.S. You know, just, I think the U.S. thing must be that we have a don't ask, don't tell policy and we allow gays in the military.
That's exactly it.
Why they hate us, I don't know.
All right, so this is, they're really a religious group. By the way, are they the same ones that predicted the world was supposed to end on Saturday night?
No, but we were hoping that the end of the world took them.
That would have been nice. Now, Lisa...
And all it is really, like I said, Westboro Baptist isn't really a church. It's one extended, not even exaggeration, inbred family who is just about lies and hate. That's it.
And we give them press, and that's what really sucks. And it's like that idiot that in northern Florida that wanted to take on, burn the Koran. One moron with a Civil War mustache stands up and says, I'm going to burn the Koran, and it gets the entire Arab nation pissed off at him, and it makes us look like a bunch of morons in America. So you decided, screw these guys. I'm going to stand up for some people in my audience. And here's Lisa taking on... the lunatics at the Westboro, and I think this was in Kansas?
Yeah, Topeka, Kansas, where they're from.
Again, you need a new agent. All right, here we go.
Contributing to the gay men's health crisis, 20,000! Everybody wave by the fag haters!
You said... Everybody waved bye-bye to the what?
Fag haters.
Okay. And did they all leave?
No, we went back into the... What happened was we went outside. We knew there were the protesters outside, and they're not allowed to come, near the steps of the place. So I took all the gays and some of the supporting straighties out to the front steps of the theater.
During the show?
What's that?
During your show?
Before the show.
Oh, before the show, okay.
And then we had gay guys make out in front of them, which really makes them sick.
That's
awesome. Because my first idea was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to become an ordained minister in Kansas and marry gay couples in front of them, which would have been really cool, right?
Beautiful,
but Kansas doesn't recognize gay marriage. So instead, we did this. Plus, I was so infuriated with them. I said, let me donate. I put on Twitter, I said, I'll donate $1,000 to every protester that shows up. I'll donate $1,000 to this gay cause up here in New York. So I'm like, wait, so indirectly by them showing up, they're helping the very people they hate. So 44 of them showed up. They said it was 48. I said, make it an even 50. So here's 50 grand. Gave
holy crapola. Wow.
Did they show up to protest your show or to protest? What?
Yeah. Oh. Because gays like my show. So they're pretty much attention mongers and do anything they can to ruin people's lives in Topeka. So I'm like, you know what? Hey, I don't care. It's for a good cause. Plus, it just puts it in their face because I'm going to put in the little memo or the check that it's from their family. So when they get that thank you know their jaw is going to drop. In
their that is genius.
Where'd you get the $50,000?
I'm rich, stupid.
Are you that rich?
That's nothing, right, Paul? Dude, you know, Rich.
I know. Oh, please. I know Lampanelli money. I know what kind of money they pay you to come in and do concerts. You're killing it, man.
I know. That's what cracks me up. Like, this was all over TMZ for 3 days, and Harvey goes, "Where's she getting $50,000?" Well, $50,000. It takes me 3 minutes to earn that, dummy.
Good Lord.
I'm not saying I'm bragging over him. I'm no Larry the Cable Guy when it comes to dough. But, I mean, for $50,000, to get to somebody who actually does some good for people, it's best spread it around.
And how much did that $50,000 garner you in publicity?
Yeah, probably at least $100,000.
And I'm just saying, yeah, that's
you
great.
You can't buy this kind of publicity. Plus, seriously, they just made me so mad, and I hate people so much who hate, you know, anyone like that. The only person you're allowed to hate right now is Osama, and he's dead, so quit hating.
Right. Now, that was a good week for the president, right?
It was a great week for everybody. And, of course, on this Twitter where everybody's so mean, they cramp on me for an Osama joke. Two Muslims got mad at me for an Osama joke.
What was the joke?
Well, I don't think I can use the word on the air. Let's put it this way. I was saying what he used his turban for.
Okay, that's good enough.
The thing that sits on the side of the table.
Now, were the Muslims upset because you made fun of a turban?
I guess so. And I just said, then just unfollow me because I can't keep up with who is sensitive about what these days. So just suck it, bitches.
It's funny. We have fans, and every once in a while we'll say something that annoys a certain special interest group. Now, you'll never hear from them. They'll never complain until you tickle their funny bone.
That's what I said. I tweeted out there. I said, listen, the real racists are people who laugh at jokes about everybody else, but not about themselves.
Oh, I'm going to use that because every once in a while you'll get someone say, I can't believe you picked on someone from Alabama. I can't believe you made a gay joke. I can't believe you said a black thing. The black guys have the best sense of humor out there.
Because they have the biggest penis.
I'm going to go ahead and bow to your better knowledge and Ron's as well.
Yes, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? You know, this is a whole new thing for me, Ron and Paul, not thinking of only myself and Jimmy Big Balls. And I got to say, this Martin Luther King must have been exhausted because I'm pretty tired. Now that I am an activist.
You are an activist. That's right. Now you got to go start like campaigning for presidents and stuff like that. And you hang out with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I'll probably not do any of that stuff.
Okay.
I'll remain conceited. I'm just going to give my money and run.
All right. What about a roast? Are you going to do another roast?
The hell with them all. They don't deserve me.
What is it? Are you done with them? Or they cut you loose?
I don't know. I'm just joking around. I have no idea.
Are you still in the bustling city of Topeka?
No, we got out of there. Listen, we got out so fast because can I tell you why? These Westboro people, they threaten me physically, and they usually don't do that because they're a nonviolent group. But I guess I could rile people up to where they threaten me. So I had to file a police report. I had to do all this stuff. So I said to Jimmy, I said, let's get the hell out of there. We had the driver take us directly from the backstage of the Topeka arena to Tulsa, Oklahoma the next day for the gig. And you're right. I do need a new
agent. This is worse.
I heard my schedule.
This is worse than what happened at the Kravis Center for you.
Well, it's better for me because it's better publicity. Plus, it's like you feel a little better about yourself, and I'm not banned from any place. That really helps.
All right. What's your story now? When will we see you again, Lisa Lampanelli?
No, wait a minute. This Florida, he was smart enough not to book me in Florida in July this time.
No, it's just too goddamn hot.
I know. So I'll probably be in the fall or in the early winter.
We'll come after hurricane season so you don't get any screw-ups there. And that's,
right.
That starts in a week.
Thanks for even covering this thing at all, because it really was, it was just so annoying and stuff.
No, whenever we see your name out there, we're going to give you
thank you for sticking in those bastards' face like that. That's brilliant.
God, I just wish, they're all just closet cases anyway. In fact, that's what WBC stands for. We be in the closet.
They are everybody. Everybody hates these pricks.
Yeah, huh? No one
Everybody
likes
hates these pricks, but they can't come up with a law to keep them from doing what they do.
And that's what makes America
great. I make fun of you a lot, but you're smarter than all of us. I'm asking you a serious question. Why can't, I know America's great, but why can't we get rid of a-holes like that? Like, I don't get it. What's up with that?
That's part of the deal. I mean, and that's why we're America, I guess. Freedom of this, freedom of that. You want to take away these a-holes' freedoms? Yes.
Makes you sick, though.
Yeah, like those people in the Klan. But this is what's really funny. You know you're a bad group when the Klan says on their website, this group is not affiliated with us.
Wow.
And that's what it is. It's true. It's on the KKK.
Oh, yeah. Ron showed me that this morning. He was on the KKK website earlier today.
I mean, you know, he has to be. He has to keep up with the new fashion trends.
Oh, God. All right. Say hi to Jimmy Big Balls. We love you.
Listen, thank you so much. I love you guys so much.
All right. Follow Lisa Lampanelli on Twitter. She's got about 8 billion people.
Oh, not enough. Bye-bye, guys.
See you, kiddo. All right.
You've been listening to a Paul and Young Ron podcast, courtesy of paulandyoungron.com.